Hi Hannah, I just wondered if you could tell us, do other mammals laugh?
Well, they seem to. Wherever you find laughter, it has very similar properties. You find it associated with tickling, and you find it associated with play. And in fact, there was really nice work done with rats by Yang Panksepp, and he was working on rats' vocalizations and looking at the sounds that they made when they were distressed. And to do this, what you have to do is record the rats and transduce the sound down in pitch so we can hear it, because rats are much smaller than us and they make very high-pitched sounds. We can't hear them. So they noticed, once they'd done this, that the rats made other sounds. And, for example, when the rats were playing with each other, and rats are very social animals, when they play with each other, they made a different sound. And they wanted to know if that was something like laughter. So they started tickling them. And they noticed that the rats made the same sound when they're tickled. And, in fact, if the rat tickler tickles the same rat every day, the rat will start making that sound when they see you. It's just that sort of, you know, if you've got that kind of, if you've ever been around children, you're sort of playing with children, you get that sort of tickling thing, and they'll start laughing even if they think you're going to do it. You know, it's kind of got that sort of quality to it. And I like the relationship with play. I think the relationship with play is very interesting, because wherever you find play, you find laughter. And play is another very basic mammal behaviour. You find it across all mammals. It's a sign, if you just watch a group of children playing, it's a sign that they are playing, that they'll make these laughter sounds to indicate this is all a game. So I think there's probably a lot more laughter out there amongst other mammals, certainly, maybe other animals as well. And we just no one's looking for it, you know.
Can you demonstrate what kind of noise the rat or the mouse laughter is, if you convert it into something that the human ear can hear?
It sounds to us like a sort of chirrupy chirp. It doesn't sound like laughter, whereas if you heard a chimpanzee laugh, you would think that sounds like laughter. It sort of sounds like sound to it. So, you know, it sounds recognisably like laughter.
As an aside, do you think that laughter is something that babies learn as a child? And they know that they're getting a very good reaction from adults. So is it innate or is it a learnt skill?
Well, I think it's probably something that will emerge whether or not they babies have experience of seeing it or hearing it. So there's evidence that deaf and blind babies smile and laugh, whether or not they've seen or heard somebody else doing that. What you can do is, however, you can prime that and sort of encourage it. So we know from the rats that the rats who laugh more when they're tickled as adults are the ones who were tickled abundantly in infancy. So it's a prepotent response. It's something we'll do, you know, a behaviour we will produce, whether or not we've seen exemplars of it. But you can encourage it. And one of the things that I'm very interested in is why in adulthood people have very different experience of laughter. So every time I talk about laughter, you know, online or at some public event, I'll meet somebody who says, I find things funny, but I never laugh. And I'd really like to know why some people, you know, laugh at the drop of a hat, but other people are much more, you know, less likely to exhibit the behaviour, although it doesn't affect their enjoyment of things, they're just not laughing. So I'd be interested in knowing sort of how those developmental experiences feed into adult behavioural styles around laughter.
Thanks, Sophie, and we'll be returning to Sophie later in the show to find out exactly what's going on in the brain and body during laughter.